Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
Joining me, another show of here, Real Estate Realities. We're getting it going. Beautiful sunny weather this weekend. Got to love it. And the title of today's show is The Risk of Second Homes and the Short-Term Market, right? The VRBOs, the Airbnbs, that's what we're talking about on today's show. You're with me. The whole segment here, the whole next one, and the whole next one. We got no guests for you today, so there's no bailout. If you're getting a little annoyed about what I'm saying, give me a shout. 719-232-1063. Let me know. Anyway, we talk always the good, the bad. Boy, today's market is an interesting one, to say the least. It is low inventory. And I'm really, I'm seeing a fact that we might have a year where inventory stays very suppressed. And it was only 2 years ago at this time, we had around 390 homes on the market. Last year's all-time high was around 1,600. And this year, we're sitting at 800 homes on the market. Well, the problem with the 800 homes on the market is half of those homes are in a high HOA, or they are in a metro district, or taxes are through the roof. And you only got about 200 townhouses and condos, and about half of those are in, you know, areas that are brand new development, right? Where you're seeing a very manipulative HOA, I'd possibly say, where, you know, builders are selling and you're seeing an HOA that is at maybe only $90, $100, but in the long run, you don't know where it's going to be drifting as far as numbers, the financial stability. So we've been telling people now, you know, you want to stay away from condos, right? But townhouses are fine. Just buy in an established neighborhood, right? Buy where a townhouse community HOA has been around for, you know, 10 years plus, you know, the track record. And same thing goes for houses that are in HOA communities as well. But speaking on the low inventory, if we do get a rate cut, which, you know, it's on the verge, March, I think we'll probably see things just stay status quo and they'll keep moving forward. But they're coming. It's just, it'll probably be later in the year, Q3, Q4, like I said before. But when that happens, when we have this low demand, it is my opinion we're going to see prices take a big jump. And the last show I did here for you guys is talking about how we grew as El Paso County. The show before that, Generational Wealth. And how they're coming out and blatantly saying it. The government is. The amount of renters is going to double the amount of homeowners in the next 20 years. And it is very difficult to get into the market. It's not going to become easier. So now is the time to prepare and get real estate in your portfolio, because it is not only a tax advantage, but it is a way to have somebody else fund your 401k. There is nothing else like it. And the proper leverage, it's a beautiful thing. Anyway, if it's your first time tuning in, it's Justin Hermes, broker owner of the Property Group. We're located now at 305 South Cascade. If you have questions over the break or topics you want me to cover, feel free to reach out, 719-232-1063. We'll be back after these messages.
Back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
Crank up the beat. Put AC/DC on repeat. We shake it all night long. You know me.
Okay, folks, so we're talking about the short-term VRBO market, and it is a popular one for sure. It's I would say, it's still growing. It's like this, it's a fad, I think, because it's going to come and go. People are going to see it's not as easy as one would seem, right? And we're seeing here in El Paso County, we've taken on 4 just in the last 6 months. And these were successful short-term rentals. Two of them right downtown. Nicely done. Had another client, Clara, on the west side, sold hers for her because... And hers was dimed out. Really, really, really beautiful property. And her numbers were down big time. So she said, you know what? Let's get rid of it. I mean, there's a lot of writing on the wall for people here as that market gets more saturated, number one. And number two, you know, it's something where you're seeing the hotel industry now getting more competitive with their nightly rates. And you're seeing the consumer drift back to the hotels. They've actually pulled some consumers lately. And they're going, we want to have a pool. We want to have hot tubs, amenities, gym, more of a resort feel, one-stop shop. And that is something where we saw, you know, it went away in the pandemic. So what do you have? You have all these numbers, right, that people love to share with you. And the numbers are, and they share less and less now because the market's not as crazy as it was. But boy, they sure love to share their numbers in 19, 20, 21, and even probably the first half of 2022 because they're pandemic numbers, right? I mean, it was, hey, want to stay in our own place with COVID going on. A lot of hotels were shut down. And so the short-term rental had this a very artificial painting, in my opinion, of what the commitment you had to have as an owner and also of the numbers. They were very inflated, not accurate for a long term. And as we talk with you every week, we talk about long term. It's about the 15, 20-year hold. That is the game of real estate. And the VRBO seems to be one where people get enamored with these, holy smokes, I can make $80,000 in a year and doing the long-term rental, I was only going to make, you know, only like $35,000. Well, those same people are coming back to us now saying, hey, I'm still having a couple stellar months, maybe June, July, but or Air Force Academy graduation, but, you know, the winter and the spring and my numbers are down. I definitely want to go to a long-term rental scenario now. And so that's why I wanted to cover this show. I've seen it popping up more and more. And back in 2021, I pulled some stats here for you guys. VRBO went up 21% year over year. And there was about 1.3 million short-term rentals in the United States. And then we saw in 2022, it 19% up. So it even grew more. I mean, these are crazy numbers. And right now we're at 1.9 million. 1.9 million. Look at that number. Unbelievable. And I believe there could be a real bloodbath coming for a lot of these owners who've gotten in and are expecting, hey, well, with these numbers we're getting presented to us when we purchase this property, you know, we're all good. We can cover this mortgage payment every month and have a second home and not have to worry. Well, as soon as you have a vacant month, then all of a sudden you start feeling the squeeze, right? And you have something break and, you know, it starts to add up. And not let alone, I'm going to tell you this, if you have a manager, it's upwards around 20-25% to have somebody manage the property for short-term rental. So they take a big rake on it. And some of these sites, yes, your cleaning fees are getting paid by the person who's renting the property, but you'll have to get more competitive. And that's what we're starting to see is they're having to get more competitive. And some of these things you could slough off to the gentleman or lady who's renting your property for the weekend up in a Breckenridge or a Vail is now something that's reverting back to the owners because they can't demand that, right? So this last year, there's some numbers off the Super Bowl, which are interesting. 80% of the short-term rentals were booked for the 2022 Super Bowl. This year, that number was at 52%. And these are just stats you don't hear, right? It's the same thing of the couple at the cocktail party going, we have an interest rate of 2.5%. And you go, is it a 15 or 30-year mortgage? Half of them don't know the answer to that. And then the other ones go, well, of course, it's a 30-year mortgage. Why would you do a 15? And so it's the same crowd that likes talking numbers that look good on the surface, right? You don't hear about... I hear more about it now because people are coming to me as a long-term property manager. I would gather that you, the consumer, aren't hearing about your friend who has the short-term rental that was bragging to you in 2021 is now all of a sudden a little quiet. Maybe you should ask him what's going on. And not to be mean, but what are some of the difficulties? What's your plan to pivot in this market? Are you going to maybe go to a midterm rental where I have a friend who's doing visiting nurses. That can be a great solution to get a little more bang for your buck and have somebody in there for 2 to 3 months, right? So what are they doing? And if you do have a short-term rental, I want to hear from you. 719-232-1063. That's 719-232-1063. I want to chat about what you're seeing in the market. And if you're being successful, good. You're probably doing something much different than the rest of the crowd. And also, you have to remember, these restrictions are coming down the pipeline as far as what the property has to be zoned. Now, the big bill up at the Capitol is bringing the mill levy on these short-term rentals up to a commercial rate. Well, that would about triple, quadruple your taxes. So they're cracking down. You have to remember, the hotel lobbyists, the Marriotts, right, the Hyatts, they have a lot of money, and they're going to be fighting the regulations on these short-term rentals tooth and nail. And unfortunately, the consumers, it's tough for them to band together and have some strong lobbying going on. And I think we will see the VRBO short-term rental have an increase and tax commercial, because at the Capitol right now, they do not like capitalism. So this is right up their alley for saying, hey, we should tax these people. And they're not thinking, you know, I figure to say, if you're even going to want to raise it, at least look at the people who are maybe renting out their basement. An elderly couple is going, hey, this is a great supplemental income, or we're going on vacation and renting it. You know, those stipulations have to be put in place, because not every VRBO short-term renter, or excuse me, owner is the same. And I'm a proponent of, if they're out of state, tax the heck out of them. Those are the people who automatically go, yep, bring them up to commercial level. You don't live in Colorado. This is not your permanent residence. We should be hitting them hard. Why? Well, they're not here, number one, pouring into the community with things like sales tax, right? They're not contributing on that level. They don't pay state taxes as far as their income goes. So why should we be having somebody from, say, a Washington state coming down here and having VRBOs, and they're not paying anything extra? You know, the state of Maryland, I learned this when I had my rental property there. All of a sudden I move out, I don't file taxes there the next year, and they go, hey, you moved. And now this is a little extreme. They double my property taxes. And then I'm going online doing research. They have a rebate for the renter. The renter files their taxes and they get a renter's rebate on their taxes, right? That's a scary thing, but it prompts the question to say, hey, why aren't we looking at people who are owning property outside of the state and making up for it on that end? Now, you can still argue with me about property rights and it being an infringement, and there's cases to be said for that, but I think that is something we should definitely look at. And I've talked to some short-term renters, management companies, and they've said, you know, they're experiencing probably a 40% down on where they were in their all-time high in the 2020 and the 2021. They're 40% off that mark. And I just thought, geez, that's tough sledding. Thank God we are not down 40% on our long-term rentals. That would be some tough conversations with some owners, right? Down 5% or having to adjust. We've done some of that this year. We've dropped it $100 to keep a good tenant on a renewal, which I think is very smart. You have a good tenant, that's gold. So I think those things they're great to do. But to drop 40%, that is where a lot of these people who've bought with rose-colored glasses and are saying, hey, we can make the mortgage payment work because of these numbers, are now in for a rude awakening. And the markets continue to be flooded. Listings are up 85% in markets such as Phoenix, and occupancy is down 14%. And they're going to continue to see occupancy drop because they're seeing so many of these coming on the market. You know, I told you nationwide, look at the numbers from 2021 at 1.3 million of short-term rentals. Now we're at 1.9. I mean, that it's getting flooded with supply, and demand is quickly going away. It certainly has had a big impact here in the last year. And so I would love to hear, though, for some people on the short-term rental side. I've talked with a few of you who I know listen to the show, and I want to, not to pick on you, but I want to know, hey, where are your numbers at? What are things you're doing to get creative? And I've talked with a couple people who have been very creative, and they've gone to corporate rental. They've gone to, you know, like I said, visiting nurses. So these are things to definitely keep an eye on, because they're quickly changing, especially with this new law in place, or new law trying to get passed up at the Capitol. And we're going to talk a little bit more about event thing Dave Ramsey did. He did a study on this, or not a study, it was a personal thing. And I was watching his YouTube video, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the risks of a little more of the risks instead of the stats as heavy on the short-term rental. Stick around. We're going to quick messages. Justin Hermes, 719-232-1063. If you have any questions over the break. Break it up. That's right.
Hard, but not for the money.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
That's why I'm looking for the next best thing. Looking for the next best thing. I appreciate the best, but I'm settling for less. So I'm looking for the next best thing.
All right, folks, welcome back to the third segment. We are talking the risk of second homes and VRBOs. And one thing I didn't touch on is there's people who have second homes, even third homes. And you know what? If they can manage it financially, it's not a bad thing. And what I tell people is they go, hey, we're thinking of buying a property down in Scottsdale and we're going to have it as a VRBO. And, you know, and before we get into the numbers, they say, what do you think about that? And I say, well, can you afford it if it goes vacant for the whole year? And some will say, yeah, we can. I go, okay, buy it. That's great. Some go, no, but what do you mean vacant? It'll never go vacant for the whole year. Well, how about if it's even 25% down? Well, that'd be tight. I mean, but you know, people we bought it from, you know, the numbers they have, we'll cover the mortgage easily. Okay. Probably a no. Probably shouldn't go buy that property because, and same thing goes for buying an investment property. If you can't afford 2 to 3 months of vacancy or massive repairs, you don't belong in the game quite yet. You need to save a little bit more. And I would extend that really into the VRBO second home. If it's icing on the cake and you're short-term renting it, congratulations. That's fantastic. If you cannot afford the second home without doing the VRBO, don't do it. Do not do it. And Dave Ramsey did a study on himself, really, and where they go skiing and short-term rentals that they were staying in, and then looking at, hey, maybe we should purchase a place. We're coming out here. We're spending a lot of money. And he said, at the end of the day, we're saving so much more money just doing the short-term rental, and we can go to a bunch of different places instead of having to go back and keep visiting the same area. But more so, he says, we don't have the cost for the maintenance. We don't have the cost for the utilities. We don't have the cost for the landscaping, the trash, the busted furnace, the busted hot water heater when it happens. And it's really turnkey for us. And the amount of times they go skiing, they're much better off doing a short-term rental. And I've come to this conclusion myself with some of my friends who thought, well, how cool would it be to have a place up in Breck and all four of us are going to buy it and we got a place to ski? Well, I only go up 8 times a year. My friends are similar, if not less. And we started looking at the math and going, this doesn't make sense. Well, why did we start thinking about it in the first place? And you know what the answer was? Oh, it'd be cool. Oh, so you're buying off emotion. Okay, got it. Had a friend of mine who had a similar circumstance this last week, and we were chatting, one of my mentors actually, and we were chatting, and I think he came to the conclusion it was buying off emotion, and that can be a very scary thing, or buying off speculation, speculating VRBO numbers, right? And so here's where I look at it, and I go, if you're going to do it, it either makes great financial sense, or if it doesn't make financial sense, you best be have a lot of money where it's not going to impact you financially to own it and let it sit vacant. But the fact is a lot of people want to have the cool feeling of saying, and that really is, a lot of people I've talked to, it's just, we'd love to have a place up there just to say we have a place up there. It'd be so cool to own a place in the mountains. And when you really start looking at it like Dave Ramsey did, it doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense. And you have, also on the VRBO side, you have this risk of bad tenants. Now, they're not tenants, they're vacation. No, they're tenants, they're short-term tenant. And we think of how tough it is now even to get good tenants. It's not easy. Do a lot of background checks and, I mean, and there's risk in there. But we're getting the risk of having maybe placing a tenant once every 2 to 3 years. Your risk of placing a tenant is 5 to 6, 7 times a month, maybe even higher numbers than that. 5 to 6 times a month, you're rolling the dice on somebody coming in and you have no background on them. Oh, but it's their VRBO, it's fine. They don't do any checks on VRBO and the short-term rentals unless they've had a bad experience with the consumer in the past multiple times. And let's remember here, folks, a majority of people going on vacation, especially the younger generation, are partying, they're staying up late, some of them are smoking pot. They're not showing up and going, hey, we're going to get to bed early by 8 o'clock and, you know, we're not going to cause any noise. And I've walked in on these. The one I was listing for Claire, I walked in and I said, what happened? It reeks of marijuana. This place is trash. She goes, yeah, the people staying here, they trashed it and, you know, they wanted to come here and smoke a bunch of pot, Colorado Springs. I'm going, wow, that's ridiculous. Now you go through all that headache, getting everything back fixed up again, and then you go roll the dice again. I don't think it's, I mean, I am floored when people want to put up with this. I mean, I don't get it. And so you have the exposure of the utilities, which you don't have in a long-term rental. The tenant pays for that. The exposure of the landscaping, the trash, the cleaning and service fees. I mean, these are things you don't hear people talking about, but they talk about. I have a friend of mine. All you talk about how cool it is we got a place in Scottsdale, and you don't hear about the negative. Just like you don't hear about, I'll go back to it, the interest rate. You don't hear about, oh, your interest rate's 2.6. You've had that loan for 2 years. How much do you pay in interest compared to principal? What? Why do you ask me that question for? I'm just curious. Oh, well, I pay $900 in interest, and I pay like $212 in principal. Oh, so you're renting from the bank. Okay. And that's the truth. But you only want to hear the positive things. And that's what, when I came to the conclusion of all this research I've done on the short-term market rental, it was all the positives of we have our own place. There's all this upside. We're house hacking. We're creating real estate wealth. And a lot of these, you could punch holes in them very easily. You really could. So I would just tell you, I want to do this show to caution you to think long and hard about a second home, a VRBO. I believe the risk is much higher than people calculate. And you should be able to own it outright without renting it and be financially fine. Then go ahead, go for it. And the VRBO numbers can be icing on top. And if they disappear, great. You're still in a fine situation and you got some real estate. It's not a bad thing. But it is the speculation on the VRBO market, number one. Number two, it is the new laws that are quickly changing and the hotel lobbyists fighting hard, right? So speculation, new laws. Number three is the high risk nature. It is there, folks, the high risk of having so many different tenants in your property throughout the year. And number four is the exposure to rising costs in utilities, landscaping, trash, cleaning services, and et cetera. And the competition is fierce. The proof's in the pudding with the numbers. It's here to stay. And more people are getting into it, and more people are purchasing, in my opinion, making reckless decisions. But the supply is growing, and the demand is down. And there is a reckoning on the horizon for sure. Folks, thanks for joining me. It's been a pleasure talking about this topic with you. If you have questions, insight, I would love to hear it. 719-232-1063. And we're going to be talking on March 10th about exit strategies, folks. That's going to be a big one, exit strategies, and how you can be doing those effectively. Justin Hermes, The Property Group. And remember, folks, use the gifts God's given you. Bless somebody else. And we'll be back here next Sunday.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.